for Queen Elizabeth II will be held at Westminster Abbey in London at 11 a.m. on Monday, September 19th. That's what royal officials said on Saturday. Buckingham Palace also confirmed that the Queen, who died on Thursday at age 96, will then be taken to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, west of London, for a committal service. The late Queen ruled for 70 years. Also on Saturday, King Charles pledged to follow the example of his late mother as he was officially proclaimed as Britain's new monarch. At a historic ceremony in St. James Palace, Charles, who was 73, immediately succeeded his mother, but an ascension council met on Saturday to proclaim him as king, with his son and heir William, wife Camilla, and Britain's new Prime Minister Liz Truss among those to sign the proclamation. Moscow abandoned its main bastion in northeastern Ukraine on Saturday, a sudden apparent collapse of one of the war's principal front lines, after Ukrainian forces moved to encircle the area in a shock advance. The state-run TASS news agency quoted Russia's defense ministry as saying it had ordered troops to leave the area around the city of Izium in Kharkiv province, saying they would be sent to reinforce operations elsewhere in neighboring Donetsk. Ukraine has been making major advances in the eastern part of the country this week. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that he had spoken to French President Emmanuel Macron about the situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, calling for it to be demilitarized. Zelensky wrote on Twitter, "Our position is the only way to protect Europe from a nuclear disaster is to demilitarize the plant." This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says developing nations are paying a horrific price for the world's reliance on fossil fuels as he tours parts of Pakistan hit by floods, which many experts blame on climate change. Peru's Foreign Minister Miguel Angel Rodriguez resigns, becoming the fourth diplomatic chief to step down under President Pedro Castillo, whose government has been racked by political instability. Five people are dead after a boat flipped over in waters off of New Zealand's South Island, with indications the vessel capsized after colliding with a whale. Elon Musk adds a severance payment made by Twitter to a whistleblower to the list of reasons he feels entitled to walk away from his $44 billion deal to buy the social media platform. And hundreds entered, but only one can triumph. South Korea's Squid Game will make a play for Emmy's history Monday as it aims to become the first foreign language television show to win top honors for best drama. And our top story again, Charles III is officially proclaimed king to a trumpet fanfare at a centuries-old ceremony, a day after he pledged to emulate his late mother Queen Elizabeth II and serve Britain and the Commonwealth for the rest of his life. And a stream of mourners lay flowers and tributes outside Buckingham Palace as it becomes the focal point of a country grieving the death of the Queen. Governments and people around the world are reacting to the 96-year-old Queen's death on Thursday and her son's ascension to the throne. Canada proclaimed Charles its king on Saturday in a formal ceremony at the official residence in Ottawa of the Governor General. That's the monarch's representative in Canada, who performs the duties of the head of state on behalf of the Crown. Charles automatically became head of state of Canada when his mother died. Although Canada ceased being a colony of Britain in 1867, it is still a member of the Commonwealth of former empire countries that continue to have the British monarch as head of state. Russian President Vladimir Putin has congratulated Britain's new monarch, King Charles, the Russian embassy in London said on Twitter. And Tehran has avoided official comment on the death of the Queen, but some Iranians expressed outright hostility, accusing Britain of having supported the late Shah's regime. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA 1.